Lloyd Pye, how did you get into now the electric universe theories? How did this evolve for you?
Well, I've always had trouble with the Big Bang, George, and I know a lot of people out there listening will have problems with that too. It just sounded absurd, and every time I'd read something new, it'd be black holes or dark matter or dark energy, which was stuff they didn't know anything about. It sounded like, to me, evolutionists trying to plug holes in their theories. But I didn't know enough about astrophysics to really be able to argue it. I just wasn't comfortable with the Big Bang. And then I went to do a Nexus conference in Australia, and I met a guy named Wallace Wall Thornhill, and he's one of the top electric universe people. And I saw a presentation, and it was just like when I saw Sitchin's material. A light just went on, no pun intended, and I could see that was the answer, not gravity. Electricity. It just made so much sense. And I think if anybody out there listening believes that gravity is the source of everything in the universe, you are going to be really surprised if you'll take the time to go through this electric universe research that David Talbot and Wall Thornhill and others are doing. You're going to be really impressed, and you're going to see, I think, as clearly as I see, that evolution and the biology is all wrong today as we understand it. Similarly, astrophysics is all wrong as we understand it. It's not gravity, it's electricity that's the driving force out there. And I can tell you one sentence that makes it clear.
Sure.
If you look at the idea that gravity is at the, you know, the center of it all, if you take the best understanding that we have of that and apply it to the way that galaxies spin, they should be falling apart. There's just not enough mass in the galaxies to produce the spin that we see in them. So that's why they have to create things like dark matter. But if you use electricity, electricity is 10 to the 39th power stronger than gravity. That is 10,000 billion, 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 billion times stronger.
Tesla understood that
too. That force
too,
will do it, not gravity.
Tesla was a great supporter of this theory.
Exactly. Well, Tesla was one of the early people, and then you had Birkeland with the Birkeland currents, and then you had Hannes Alfvén, who won the Nobel. This is a well-known thing out there, George, within astrophysics circles. It's suppressed as much as possible because they know this is it. But the problem with the electric universe theory is simple. It is infinite. We live in a world where cause and effect has to rule the roost. We live in a world where there has to be reasons for things. If you accept that the universe is only 14 billion years old, well, then there's the starting point with this fictitious Big Bang thing, and that means that there's sort of a purpose in it, and it doesn't require anything else. But the electric universe is infinite. It doesn't have a beginning. And that's what science doesn't like about it, because why? It pushes the idea of what's out there closer to the world of spirituality. Now, I'm not pushing for religion. Anybody that knows me and knows my work knows that I'm not pushing for religion at all. But I do push for the truth, and the truth takes you where it takes you. And it's beginning to look to me like the electric universe is the way to go. And if so, then there is an infinite universe out there. And we don't know even a beginning of a part of what's really going on until we face up to the idea that gravity's not the answer, that Newton is wrong, that Einstein is wrong. I know that's a big bite for a lot of people to accept, that both Newton, because Einstein built his stuff on Newton. But you're going to have to ditch those two guys and start over with the electric universe, that electricity, the plasma, it's a plasma out there. And you can see an image on your website. If people go and look to page 2 and you look at the image that you have on your homepage, that beautiful swirl that looks kind of like
blood
or something. That's the sun in the middle, and that's Pluto, that little dot at about 5 o'clock. That's how the sun, that's the force of the plasma swirling around. You know, everything swirls like that. The galaxy swirl like that. This swirls like that. And you know what else? What does that look like? Any strike you familiar? Hurricanes. hurricane,
like a hurricane
take
sure.
that same shape. That's the fundamental shape caused by the electromagnetism, the force out there from the it's scaling. It's from the largest to the smallest. That's the forces that we're dealing with. It just makes such good sense. If people want to take a look at it, they can go to thunderbolts.info, and there is more stuff there, more pictures there than you can imagine. It will absolutely convince you. This is, to me, what I do with the world of biology and trying to show that, you know, evolution is wrong and that intervention theory is what it's, how we really got here and how everything is biologically. These guys are doing, I think, work that's every bit as important and every bit as on the nose in terms of cosmology, and all it requires is for people to take a look, and it's easy enough to get their hands on the information if they'll just take the time to do it.
Lloyd, are you a believer in a divine creator?
Well, I'm not in that sense. The anthropomorphic God of religion, no, I'm not. But I do think, George, that there's absolutely a lot more out there at a trans universe level. There's more out there than just the three dimensions, transdimensional level. There probably is a spiritual world out there. There may well be life after death. But it isn't in the way that I think religion casts it and twists it around so that if you're evil, you don't get to go there. I think whatever it is, it applies equally to everyone. And if there is that, we all go there and we all deal with the other side when we get there.